Cessna's pushback against the bashing of biz jets, how it came to be. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. As corporate jets have become an easy target for political pandering, and executives of big companies seeking federal bailouts have backed away from the fight to defend their legitimate business uses, it's been left to aviation associations to try and stem the tide of misinformation about the role of private aircraft in American business. Until now, Hawker Beechcraft recently began an ad campaign urging businesses to right-size their aviation departments using more efficient planes. Now, Cessna has stepped into the ring with a much more direct, defiant campaign, promoting the use of business aircraft as evidence of leadership and confidence. The campaign comes as Cessna has announced production and workforce cuts. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell talked recently with Cessna's VP of Marketing about the philosophy behind the new ads.
Tom Aniello, how are you?
I'm fine, Jim. How are you today?
Well, we're kind of curious. Being journalists, that's kind of our nature. About how you deal with trying to market aviation products in an unfriendly environment.
It is certainly a challenge right now, and I imagine there are several other people in the industry just like me who are trying to figure it all out. And we've given it a lot of thought over the last 90 days or so as we've seen conditions in the market change actually over the past 6 months. And you're starting to see the beginnings of a new marketing strategy that we have to try and continue on a path of can't quite say growth this year, but on a continuum for Cessna that'll support our customers and certainly support our company.
Well, if you had to codify or summarize what the thinking is right now on how to communicate the value of both aviation and your product to the rest of the world and a potential buyer, how would you do so?
Well, we really had to step back to basics, especially with what's happened in the last 90 days and a lot of the vilification of people who were in companies who are using business aviation. I think we got a little spoiled over the last 10 years on taking for granted the fact that business aviation provides a tremendous number of benefits to people and companies around the world. Unfortunately, with some of the publicity that the big three auto manufacturers received and Citigroup on their use of business aviation in a very public way, we feel like a good probably 20, 30, 40 years of efforts to try and justify the use of business aviation were just wiped out. And so we're having to go back to a fairly basic level and reestablish that credibility. And I think a lot of people, you're probably referring to our most recent advertising campaign that came out. We've seen several cancellations in the last couple months on companies who felt that they just, from a public perception standpoint, couldn't take delivery of an aircraft. We've seen over the last year or so, as economic conditions deteriorate, a little bit of a drop-off around 20-25% in usage, daily usage of aircraft, not just ours, but across the industry. And so this campaign that we launched was really designed to with three objectives in mind, and that was, first of all, encourage business aircraft users to keep flying. Certainly conditions have changed for them, and we're not advocating that they do something that is averse to their business plan, but we know that business aviation supports companies in their growth, allows them to see customers face-to-face. And if you're using business aviation properly, and there should be no reason that you should be ashamed to use it, and we want to provide some tools to help help them justify it in the eyes of their employees and shareholders and stakeholders in the company. And the second part of our campaign was really to position Cessna as reaffirm our position as a leader in the industry and get people to start to look at some of the transportation solutions that we can provide. I mean, certainly this is not an environment where somebody flying a CJ or an XL is going to be upgrading and moving into a 10 or even out of our product line into a bigger iron aircraft. But it's also a time for anybody who does use business aviation to take a look and ask themselves, are they using it most efficiently? Maybe flying a Gulfstream from New York to Washington, D.C. is not the most efficient use of business aviation, but you still need to fly and you still need to get people around, whether it's just on an hour flight or if it's something that may take you around the world. So the real motivation that we have is we have a tremendous number of solutions, not just aircraft, in our partnership with Citation Shares. We also have some interesting new tools, whether you you need a full aircraft to go internationally, or you just need an airplane for 10 hours to move 8 different board members around the country on one day. We have a whole host of solutions in between. So those three elements are really what went into the most recent campaign that we launched a couple weeks ago.
Well, it's kind of an aggressive scenario. I mean, when I saw Jack Pelton the other day at the Gamma meeting, I'll put it a little bit more politely than I did at the time, but it was we were congratulating him on the Get Some Guts campaign. We used a slightly coarser analogy for it, and I think he appreciated it at the time.
Yeah.
But Cessna being an industry leader and being this aggressive at the forefront and all, is this the right position for Cessna to take at a time when everybody else seems to be getting attacked for the use of their aircraft?
Yeah. Well, we felt that somebody had to do it. And as a company that's been here for over 80 years, and our livelihood obviously is contingent on acceptance and use of business aircraft, we needed to do something. You've seen all the press. I mean, we've lost nearly a third of our employees in the last 90 days as we readjust our forecasts and our production schedules. And really, we're not trying to get in the face of Congress or anybody. I mean, if you're not using business aviation properly, if you're flying your dog to your beach home, then you have some real rationalization that you need to make with the people who are stakeholders in your company. But we felt that the true value of business aviation wasn't being given its fair share of the story. There was just every other day on CNN you would see some story of a member of Congress just ripping a company apart for using business aircraft, not really understanding how they use them and what impact they have on the economy. In a way, we're following President Obama's direction in his inaugural address to dust ourselves off, pick ourselves up, and get back to work and rebuilding this economy in this country. And part of that is companies growing, and many companies rely on business aviation to do that. We just wanted to have our fair opportunity in the media to tell our side of the story, and that first ad that launched a couple of weeks ago certainly grew a lot more legs than we ever anticipated. It really got a lot of national attention, which is just what we wanted to do, just to start the dialogue, and it did that. And I think we've had a great opportunity as an industry and as a company to tell our side of the story. Now we're really going to be focused on the tactical, which is talking to lots of people who use business aviation and seeing if they need help designing a plan to make more efficient use of the aircraft that they have, or look at their flight operations and see if there's a solution that Cessna could provide that would help them out. We want to be solution providers to our customers and help them find ways out of this this economic slump.
We'll be back in a moment for more with ANN's Jim Campbell and Cessna VP Tom Aniello. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Cessna VP of Marketing Tom Aniello about the problems faced by businesses as criticism of their aircraft has come into vogue.
At the Gamma AAR meeting last week, I got up and took a look around the room and basically said to everybody, you folks do not know how to talk to the media, period. I mean, just flat out. And I'm not singling anybody out, by and large.
You said that, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, got a lot of agreement because, you know, they're looking at each other kind of going, okay, what do we say under these circumstances?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I had mentioned was you need, i.e. Gamma and the NBAA folks were there after they were talking about no plane, no gain. You need to be able to help people explain how much value you're getting from your airplanes. They're talking about these amazing stories of people who built businesses based on the second-by-second mobility, the adaptability, the ability to get into Podunk Airport. I mean, let's face it, you know, a little Mustang can get into airports that, you know, the average Boeing or so forth, the airline people would take a look at and not even consider it for a parking lot, much less a landing area. And these are the stories that need to be told. What outreach might Cessna be providing right now with its clientele or potential clientele to be able to validate, explain, and reinforce their need to be mobile, to be professional, to be aggressive, to be airplane owners?
Yeah. Well, and first of all, Jim, I think you're exactly right. It is a difficult story to tell, and not many people do it very well. And it's a difficult concept to get across because the vast majority, I'm not sure we're ever going to convince the general public that these are great tools, and to understand that, you really don't have an understanding of how it benefits you until you take several trips and you're trying to hit several sites in one day or get home with your family over the weekend. So I think it's almost a futile effort to try and go out to the general public and convince them that these are valid business tools, but they are for companies, and they need ways to explain to people in a relatively short manner how they benefit from these aircraft, and that they are not used as luxury barges. And if you are using them that way, then you have a tough hill to climb. And we don't advocate that use of business aircraft because we know it's really not sustainable over a long period of time. One of the things that we're doing is you may have seen the website that went with this companion website that went with this campaign called CessnaRise.com. We're in the process of continuing to add content to that website, and we really want to make it a rallying point for anybody in the industry, whether you fly Cessna aircraft or not. We're already starting to post a number of white papers that Gamma and NBAA or speeches that Jack has given, just to help identify tools that you can use to justify business aviation. We're adding another element to the website here in the coming week, where we're allowing owners of business aircraft, whether they're Citations or otherwise, to post their own stories on the website. And we've had quite a number of customers over the last couple of weeks volunteer to write some short stories and just talk about how they use business aviation and are very proud of how they use it, how it's allowed them to grow their company beyond what they ever would have been able to do with airlines.
Well, absolutely. You know, the thing that bothered me most about the testimony on the Hill was the fact that there was a very simple way to take the starch out of all the puffery that was going on, which was simply to say, yes, of course I use my business jet. With my business jet, I can get three trips done in one day rather than one trip done over 3 days with the airlines.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the irony of the situation is, and you can't really go out and publicize this, but a huge number of the members of Congress use business aviation themselves to get around their own territories, some of the same reasons. So, you know, there's a bit of talking out of both sides of their mouth there, and it's a bit frustrating to listen to that and feel like you're a punching bag.
Well, especially when the speaker thinks the Gulfstream isn't enough anymore and wants the 767.
Yeah, that was a story we didn't feel comfortable putting out in a Cessna press release.
No, I certainly understand, especially when, frankly, what you really needed was a Citation 10, right?
Oh, of course. Everyone needs one.
There you go. Absolutely. Where do you go from here? We're obviously probably are hopefully close to the bottom end and looking up. But what's the plan?
Yeah, well, we sure hope so. You know, I think that's the thing everybody, whether you're in the business aviation industry or manufacturing widgets or just trying to manage your own household budget, just trying to understand, are we there yet? Are we at the bottom, and do we have a foundation to stand on? And so we're fairly optimistic people around here, and we like to think that we are. So we take the cards that were dealt, and let's play them. And what we're going to do now, I mean, the first, you've really just seen the tip of the iceberg with what we're calling our leadership campaign, and those are the ads. Other elements that we'll continue developing and employing over the course of the next year will be expansion of the website. We have a number of pieces of collateral. There'll be a series of direct mail that'll go out and explain the campaign, certainly more public relations work. But the main thing we're trying to do, and in fact you'll see in Cessna's media plans and media insertions over the year, we're going to dedicate about half of our media spend into this campaign. And as I said earlier, really what we're trying to do is engage in a dialogue with our customers and with people who are operating other business aircraft and do a lot of listening. In fact, when we explain this program to the sales force, a number of sales managers say, well, what should I bring? What should I approach my customer with? Which airplane? And we said, don't bring anything. Bring a pad of paper and an open mind and talk to your customers and ask them, you know, what's going on in their business? And let's see if there is an opportunity here. Maybe, you know, today isn't the day we go and sell an aircraft to a General Motors. But there are a number of big companies that we're speaking to who do have a need for some supplemental lift. And we happen to have some solutions through our ownership of Citation shares, where it doesn't even involve buying a fractional share. You can just access several aircraft on the same day. So, you know, really what we're trying to understand are the basic challenges the flight department managers and companies are facing today. See if there's a match or a fit. We know everybody still needs to fly business aviation, but maybe you're not in the right aircraft. Maybe you just need some supplemental lift. And in some situations, they're going to be forced to close down flight operations. But we want to try and give them every option possible through Cessna to continue flying and to continue supporting their companies and their growth targets.
In part two of this conversation, Tom tells us how the campaign has been received so far. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Tom Aniello is Cessna's VP of marketing. We've already posted part two, dated Friday, for those who prefer not to wait till tomorrow to hear it. You can find more information about Cessna Aircraft Company at www.cessna.com. And you've been listening to a special feature from AeroNews. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.